Forgive me for I've kept from you come to know my dread you best and let you know my hands down. Freedom's limitations are
And you are back on the playlist. You just heard the song Bad Blood by Tumbleweed Wanderers, which you can find at tumbleweedwanderers.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be speaking with Gabriel. He's in the American Spirit. But before we do that, we are going to listen to a band that's out of New York, which is interesting because they just dropped their new single, Hollywood. So how does a band from the East Coast write about something from the West Coast? I have no idea. That's why we are going to play the song. The song is by The Benjis. For more information, thebenjis.com. Here is Hollywood.
I've been lost. could use some peace of mind. Tell me, is there any end in sight? I'm broken at best tonight. Need a little rest. I'm on the edge looking down. I'm cutting off the lines, feeling confined. I just need to escape. Life is giving the shape.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Oh, man, yeah, technology is great.
Right? We always think that technology is going to make our lives easier, but yet there are times where it actually hinders the experience of an actual human being.
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm talking with the American Spirit.
I am.
We just heard the song I've Been Lost, and we really have been lost. As we've been trying to get a hold of each other. Now, do you mean that by, like, you're lost emotionally, or do you, like, are you lost, like, physically?
I was directing it more towards the emotional side of things, for sure.
Yeah. Now, how did you find your path, or have you found your path emotional-wise from being lost? Have you been found?
It's basically kind of written more of as like a perspective piece, not directly related to myself at the time, but it's kind of just like a seeing a circumstance through the eyes of somebody else. Like the whole record as a whole is basically based on some like occurrences that happened in my life, just some like loss and like the dealing with that, like the processing of that. And so it's kind of like that track kind of opens up as a kind of a perspective from their eyes at the time of what happened. I don't know. It's kind of heavy stuff. It's less about me and more about trying to capture another person's perspective.
That's an interesting take, because a lot of, you know, writers that I meet, it's always through their perspective. Was this always the plan of, you know, writing through somebody else's eyes?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, sure. What made you think of that, like, process?
What's the process? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that I've had, like, similar relatable situations maybe in life to where I've felt that I can relate rather easily to, to where that song is coming from. I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, we've all had ups and downs and such, and I feel like I've had my fair share. And I don't know. I think it's rather easy to jump into that perspective because I've been there, I guess, to a certain degree.
Right. We're talking with the American Spirit, where you can find out theamericanspiritmusic.com. They just released their first full-length album. which is Season of Violence or Mourning Protest and The Birth of Bishop Kilborn. And the album is out now. Once again, log on to theamericanspiritmusic.com for more information on links to their Facebook and Twitter and YouTube accounts. Could you have picked a longer title for an album?
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of came to me, and I was really into it. And because Season of Violence, I mean, it would have done the trick, I suppose. But I feel like the extension just kind of really sums it up as a whole, for me, anyways, on a lot of different levels. And, you know, to a certain degree, why not?
Yeah, I could see, because you have the violence aspect, you have the mourning aspect, you have a protest aspect, and of course, a birth aspect. So you kind of have, you know, kind of a holy grail in front of you of an album. Now, you guys have started, you know, being a band, I guess, I want to say since like 2010, and this is your first full-length album. Why so long?
Well, we kind of went through our... a bit of a hiatus for a while. I moved to California. I was living in Austin. We were all based in Austin. And then our drummer, he had a situation where he had to go move to Utah for a little while. And I don't know, if it was just kind of fizzled a little bit. And then I just kind of got on this writing kick. And we all, it just made sense for the time now to get back together and like really kind of push it. So, yeah, I guess the hiatus would be the short answer of that.
Right.
But yeah, we're back in it.
Now you guys are all living in LA right now?
Or in no, I'm actually in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
As is the drummer now. And, our bass player actually still lives in Austin, Texas, but he has business out here often, and so he's always out here. So we're basically based out of Southern California.
Okay, cool. I noticed that you guys are going to be in Austin, I guess, for South by Southwest again this year, and I do have some dates. Let me rattle those off for anybody that wants to go check them out. March 18th, you're going to be at Amped. March 19th at Touch, March 20th at Indian Roller, and March 21st at the Clive Bar. And then, of course, in April, you're going to be back in California at the Winter Tavern. So go ahead and check out the band. Those are the dates. For more information, again, log on to theamericanspiritmusic.com, because there you can get your tickets. Now, since you guys are going back to Austin, you guys are from Austin, is it weird playing South by Southwest now that you guys are kind of foreigners now?
I mean, a little bit, but it's somewhat nice because we're coming in with a new record, and so we haven't played it in a long time, and for me, it's always fun going back to Austin. I always have a great time there. So,
right. And of course, you probably have tons of friends out there that are going to go and see you, right?
Sure. Yeah. Great people out there.
So is it more of like a homecoming for you guys?
Yeah, to a certain degree. Yeah, it really is. I still consider that home quite a bit. So, yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, very cool. Now, are you guys flying out there? Are you driving out there? How are you guys going to get out there?
Well, currently our drummer is filling in for a band, and he's on the road right now, so he's going to meet us out there, and I will be flying out there, yeah.
Flying out in style, I love it.
Yeah.
Now, what are your plans like? Are you just going to go there, like, in a couple days and just kind of absorb everything, or are you just flying out there more for like business sense?
I mean, a little bit of both. I mean, I'm going to get in there, just a touch early, but, not quite enough time for as many practices as I'd like. But yeah, so I'll get in there like Tuesday, and then we're like off and running Wednesday. So, and then I'll be out there for a good week anyways.
Right. So that is weird, because you guys are so separated. How are you gearing up for this? Because you guys are obviously only going to have maybe one day to practice. Is that all you guys really need to get your guys' stuff back in sync and you're getting your timing right?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, because we've been doing a few shows here and there in L.A., and we're feeling pretty good overall. So, you know, the more practicing, the better always. But, you know, I think that we're pretty confident in things right now.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a real quick break, and we are going to hear the song Going My Own Way. And then when we come back, we're going to have more with my guest, The American Spirit, right here on The Playlist.
Stars, they no longer give me their guidance.
on the playlist, we just heard the song Season of Violence by The American Spirit. And for more information, log on to theamericanspiritmusic.com. I just noticed that you just locked in two shows with Red Gorilla for the music fest out there in Austin on the 18th and the 20th. Can you explain who Red Gorilla is?
I don't know them directly, but
great.
Well, yeah, the short answer to that, but yeah, I guess it's a kind of a secondary festival that also goes on in Austin, Texas, around the same time as South By. So yeah, looking forward to it. Regardless, I mean, it should be a lot of fun.
Do you enjoy playing with bands that you've never heard of, or do you try to just always kind of keep around the same circuit of bands that you've known?
No, I mean, yeah, I think that it's great playing with bands I've never heard of. I have a hard time keeping up with music these days, so my listening of music revolved around my record collection, so... So I'm always surprised, I guess, is what it comes down to. And, yeah, it's a great time no matter what.
What was the last record that you bought?
The last record I bought, well, I got Bitches Brew from Miles Davis.
Nice. I'm like, wow, I was not expecting that. That is that's very cool. I noticed that you guys just played at the Cannabis Cup, and I saw you guys took a photo with Afro Man.
Yeah, you're super cool.
Yeah, what was it like? You guys were just walking, and then you just saw Afro Man, or did you guys go seek him out?
No, he was playing a couple acts after us, so he was just around the stage, so it was rather easy to wrangle him into that one.
Did you guys slip him your CD or give him a shirt or anything like that?
No, he was pretty well hounded by people, so we just tried to make it short and sweet.
Cool. Was that your first time meeting, you know, a big act?
I want to say no, but I can't think of anybody offhand.
You're like, I meet such big people every day. It's so hard to keep track.
Yeah. It'd sound a lot cooler, right? Yeah.
Have you started packing yet for your trip, or are you just thinking of, you know, what to pack?
No, I mean, I need to, I'm basically going out with my pedal board and my guitar, and if I remember shoes, I'm excited about that, so.
Right, especially since you're flying. Like I flew last year, and I brought a small little bag with me, and I filled it with clothes just because I'm always so unsure of like the dimensions that we're allowed to carry for a plane. So for you, it must be really hard because you do have that gear that you want to keep with you and you don't want to part with.
Yeah, that's always the challenge, and. More often than not, it's a failed attempt, and they end up having to check things. But yeah, that is definitely a significant concern.
Yeah. Now, what's happening after, you know, Austin? Because right now, I know Austin seems to be the big focus for you guys. But what's happening after that?
After Austin, we have some shows in California, and I could not tell you offhand what those are, but we are playing some shows around, and probably going to try to really push the record quite a bit over the next few months. I'm still writing a lot, so and within that time space, I'm sure we'll be putting together another EP or record. I mean, it's kind of up in the air at this point, but yeah, just kind of trying to stay busy on all fronts.
Okay, well, we wish you tons of success on that. And once again, for more information, log on to theamericanspiritmusic.com. Have a safe flight and a safe trip, you know, in Austin, and go wow them. And when you come back, hopefully you have a record contract. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
Okay, man. For more information, again, log on to theamericanspiritmusic.com. There you could get all the dates for the band as they play out in Austin. So go ahead and go support them. And if you're here in California, log on to their website because they do play around here in California. I just saw you guys played at the Viper Room a while ago as well. How was that?
That was great. Actually, I mean, I was very pleasantly surprised with the whole situation. Everybody was fantastic who worked there, and the sound was great. We played there twice recently, and it's been great both times.
Oh, that's great. I've heard a lot of instances about their backline people, but I guess they might have fixed that.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. No worries. Okay. Again, thank you, Gabriel. And for more information, log on to theamericanspiritmusic.com. And we leave you now with news today.
Thank you so much.
It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.